I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions, Sierra Wave Media. This is Eastern Sierra News. For today, we're going to go to a conversation that I had with Pam Foster talking about the park master plan.
We would like to have as many members of our community as possible go on to the City of Bishop's website, go on to our social media, and complete the Parks Master Plan survey.
Okay.
Let us know what you think is great, what you think we need, what we need to fix, what we need more of. There's a lot of things that we can do in the park, and we don't presume to know what they all are.
No.
So we want to hear from the community what people are looking for.
Okay. How long does it take to do the survey when people get out there? Is it a survey or is it just a form that they fill out? How does that work?
I
haven't done it yet.
Well, you got to do it.
I know.
It takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
Most of it is, if you go online, you can pick Spanish or English.
Okay.
And then you go through a series of questions. Depending on how you answer some of those questions, there might be a follow-up that asks you to put in a sentence or two about what it is you're thinking. But it's really pretty quick and will give us valuable information about what we need to prioritize in the park.
Okay.
And we're really looking for everyone in when I say the community, I mean, if you use the park, fill out the survey. If you live in Benton, if you live in Big Pine, if you're from Mammoth, we had a lot of folks come down from Mono County and Mammoth Lakes when we were talking about tennis and pickleball lines. So we want to hear from people who are using the park.
Okay. And so you don't have to be a city resident. You can be outside of the city residents. You could be even in Mono County. If you use the park, fill out the survey. And it's okay to, we've seen things online already, put that, you know, rather than, you know, complaining online about things, put it in the survey. That's how things get done. This is your voice. This is your opportunity to speak up and be heard. And I would think that'd be about right, right?
Yes. I mean, there's a other box, right?
Yeah.
So there's some sport that we didn't ask about, something you want included, take a moment and write it in. And
yeah,
so that we can gather that. And then after you've done the survey on March 25th at 6 p.m. at the Parks and Rec Commission meeting, we're having an open house to talk about the park master plan.
Okay.
And our consultants will be there with big maps and plans, and you'll be able to place stickies as to where I want this and what I think is important there. And it's going to be a great opportunity for more community engagement and direct conversation that will help influence our budget and our planning and what's a priority and what we need to do to really make progress in our park.
Is this an anonymous survey?
The survey is anonymous. There is a opportunity at the end to leave your name and email for follow-up if you want to, but it's completely optional. Nobody has to fill that in. Or if you want to, we're happy to talk with you further.
Okay. So guys, this is your opportunity. This is just like voting. You can't complain if you don't fill out the survey. Okay. That's just really what it comes down to. If you don't like something in the master park plan in the future and you didn't take this opportunity to fill in the other box and write it in what it is that you want to say, you really don't have any right to complain. Sorry, it's just the way I feel about things. You either vote, you don't vote, you can't complain. All right. Same with the city survey. When is the closing on this?
The survey will close April 1st.
Okay. All right.
So there's lots of time, and it'll close after the meeting so that people can come to the meeting if they haven't had the time or don't feel educated enough and want to have that conversation. They'll have that opportunity after the meeting as well.
Well, thank you, Pam. We appreciate that as always. For more news, go to sierrawave.net or go to Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.